Right, we finished early, Vesta. Okay. So Indian meal, Malir. Okay. So let's see what we get done. The Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Zayin Amud Beis tells us a chiddush. Because we said normally that to have a bliya you need heat. Got some lettuce bowl. We Rishon, question about Kvisheni, question about Eroy, question about Erishon, all these different things. Now, what part of Bliyas did we say were considered Bliya B'tzonin? In other words, even though you didn't have heat, there was still a Bliya, namely Kovash. Kovash. The Kovash Kibavushal, and then we had the whole Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Shach, and that, what about Chometz, right? But in other words, regular liquor is 24 hours. And Tzir is 18 minutes. But what about Chometz? Is Chometz like Tzir or is Chometz different, right? That was whole machlokas. But now, the Gemara teaches us another halacha, and that is Maliach Kiroseach. See, look at the middle of the page. First word on the line, and the Tzadi Zayin and Mabez Laravina. Maliach is kiroseach. In other words, if you have something that's very heavily salted, even though salt doesn't have heat, but the fact that is a nice amount of salt, that gives it a status of kiroseach. So this is another example of a Bliya B'tzonin. And in fact, Shmuel puts it together. Because they both have the commonality that there's no heat, but there could still be a Bliya. So now let's take a look on page 2 on Kulin Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ahu bar gozla. There's some type of bird of sorts. The nafach lakad de kimcha that fell into a say a receptacle of milk of yogurt. So the bird is chicken is considered like meat. And the yogurt is milk. So the question is, so Shari and so this Rav Chanina bar Rei the Rav from Parshuna said it's mutter because there's no heat. So Amar Rav Man Chakim v'Mishrei Ki Haygavnim. Rav Chanina bar Rei the Rav from Parshuna Chasover Yom Shmuel Malich Roseach. Because why don't we say it was salted? So why is it a malich roseach? It says, it has to be heavily salted, that it's not be able to consume because of the heavy degree of salt. But if just lightly salted, then we won't say the din of malich roseach. But that's only this, because the case over here was the salt was still edible. It wasn't so heavily salted. So that is the din of Meliach. Then we have another halakha here in page 4 in Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Basically, dag tohor, shemolcho im dag tomei. Say you salted a kosher fish together with a non-kosher fish. So the Gemara says mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Why don't we say that the fact that it's salted, so the tam of the non-kosher fish goes into the kosher fish and asses it. Meluchim. So is the case that both of them were salted, both the kosher and the non-kosher? Again, this is not salt for the halach of salting. This is just tam was salted. So it's not a fish. We don't salt fish. Well, kosher tor maliach v'tamei tofel. No, the case was that the kosher fish was salted, but the non-kosher fish, tamei tofel. What does the word tofel mean? Huh?
Right.
Bland, right. Right, so it means it wasn't salted. So the way in Hilchos Melicha, the piece that's not salted is called tofel. And Moshe Gordon said it used the word bland. So what do you see from here? That in order for there to be a problem, you need what? Which one has to be salted? Also. Right, Moshe's word says the also one has to be salted. So the also one, if it's only the mutter one that's salted, that's not gonna be good. It has to be the also one be salted, and then that will be able to. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch here on page 9. Maliach she'enu nechal machmas molcho. Dino kirosef. So Maliach she'enu nechal machmas molcho. Dino kirosef maflit lesser. So it's maflit. That means if it itself is the usher thing, then its tam is ejected from it to answer the other. Chaticha, kdei klipa, vimu, and it asks kdei klipa, vimu shuman hagid v'knochin shabov v'akom yishesh v'achmil atzrichem v'tzilos mokom. If it's something fatty, then you have to take off more. If it's kail mamish, tzrich tzarach shishim. But that's the idea. Of the Maliach that it's the Asa one will mafli it into the other one. Take a look now, page 13 in Sif Yud. Ahmed Vamarum Shay Isr Vahetashne Meluchim. There is a Maliach, Vahetatofel. A few Isr Maliach, Vahetatofel. Even if the Isr is Maliach Hetatofel, it's going to be Asr. Among Vahetamaluach, Vahetatofel, that's not going to Asr. Ain't Sarah Hadacha. You just have to, wash it off. Because probably the juice of the Asa fish is touching the. Yeah, so you have to wash it off. Now, then he tells you another halacha. In Sif Yud Aleph, that's from the Rashba. You look in the Rashba? Page 5. In the Bayis HaKotzer. The Melech Mechamim Machlin Mavli Hashem Maliach Chareo Kurasech. Fich in Bochash HaShkuto Shnim Lechem Bosu Nevel Asur. But he says, Im Hoi Hayator Maliach Vatami Tofel Mutu. Fish Eina Chom Melech Godo Sheyafle Rechaticha Shalom Nim Lechem. In other words, we'll only maflid the one that actually got the salt on it. If you got a secondary salt, which was touching the mutter one, that's not going to be sufficient to be maflid. So that's why the davar tame has to be the salted one. And then it'll be able to maflid into the other. Oh, so then he writes here on page 6, Ubabayas HaKotzer. Dvarim Eilu Shamarnu Yirali Dedavka Kshehaya Tomei HaMaliach Lamata Vator HaTofel Lamala. Whereas normally we said, there's a discussion, you know, when you have two pieces of meat, kosher, non-kosher, one is hot, one is cold. Do you say Yilogavar or Tatagavar? So we paskin what Tatagavar. So if the bottom one is hot, then it'll heat up the top one and asa. So he says the same thing here. That was, we said that the Maliach has to be the one that's Tamei. But it also has to be the bottom piece. Lamatabator Hatofa Lamala. Shach Tachtam Gover Machan said, oh, you're Mavliu. But if the kosher one that was not salted was the bottom, so then it'll only ask because and only they flipa shahatar shahu hatach don sonin the gover matzana se elyon veinu bolay el kadei flipa. So that's this. Not everyone agreed to that because if you look at Tosis on page 4 from your gimel, Tosis says. He says that there's no din of Ilogavar and Tatagavar by Maliach Rosech. But the Rashba disagrees. He says there is. Okay, now, next. Now we're talking about kashering pots that cheese was made in. Let's see. Yishlumu mekan deinu tzorach lahagil defuse. This is in the same Tosas on page 4. We have defuse gvinos. In other words, defuse gvinos are like pots or pans that cheese was made in. Now, the cheese was salty. So say you're getting a pan from a goy that the goy made non-kosher cheese in. So the question is, do you have to kasher them when you... Because... the heat element is just the maliach element. It's not real heat. So what's the din? Will the heat element from the go into the kli and aser it? And therefore, if the Jew is going to borrow such a kli from a goy, he would need to kasher it or not? שיש לי מול קונה אין צורך להגיל דפוסי דפינוס על ויכוחו, ואין מומות על אסס בהם גבינוס לישראל ומולכו מסוכן. So, for a first glance, if the guy's thing is, if the green of the guy is not kosher, and it's salty, so for that would make a tam into the kli, and therefore if the Jew now would want to use it, he should have to kasher it. But he's saying, no, he doesn't have to kasher it. Why not? Because what's going to happen afterwards? The Jew's going to put in the kosher cheese, and that's going to be salty. So that's not going to be able. So what's treif now? The tam and the kli. But the tam and the kli isn't salty. It gets secondary salt from that. So that's not going to have enough koyach to what? To be poilet, because we said the only thing that's poilet is when the treif thing is salty. Then it's poilet. So if the guy has used the kli, the non-kosher cheese, so then the non-kosher tam, because of the salty, goes into the kli. Now, subsequently, a Jew wants going to borrow the kli from the guy, and he's going to have his kosher cheese, which is salty as well, but that is not going to have the ability. That's like tofel being salty. And that's like having the kosher thing being salty. So if the kosher thing is being salty, that is not going to impart enough salt into the kli, that now the tam of tarfis, of non-kosher cheese in the kli, is going to be poilate into the kosher cheese. So there's no problem. What's the chashash? If you use a non-kosher kli and you don't kasher it, that you're going to ask in the next food that you're going to put into. But the next food you put into is going to be salty kosher cheese. And what's inside is the tam from the non-kosher cheese, but now there's not enough salt from the treif thing of the blia to be poilate into the kosher cheese, and therefore it's the kosher cheese will remain kosher, even though now the kli is becoming salty from the kosher cheese that the Jew is using, but that doesn't, it's not sufficient salt, because that's just salt on the kosher thing, and that's not going to be able to impart enough salt into the blia, and therefore have the blia poilate into the kosher piece of cheese. So therefore he says, you don't have to worry. Is no more mechan the einzarch lahagil tefusik gvinos of the chachovim umuto lasses behem gvinos liyisrael umolchum sofron dhalichimol tor moliach v'tamir tofel einzarch molichim leitz etc. So and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on. Page 13. Kuf Hei Yudbeis. Gvinos shenasu b'defuse goyim. You have cheese that was made in the goyim's kelim. Avo pishen nimlechu b'sochem b'torim. Even though cheese now is salty. So what is the salt? Is a kosher piece of cheese. So it's not going to probably like kosher, so fine. But it's not going to make it the blia in the pot salty enough that it'll be probably. So that's the idea. Okay. So now we have one more thing in this packet. And that is, yes. Right. Correct. Okay. There is a concept in halacha called Isser Dovuk. Isser Dovuk. So what in the world is that? Okay, so let's see. Well, let me give you the example and then we could speak about it. Say it like this. There you have a piece of meat. And on the piece of meat is the meat attached to the bone. And then attached to the bone, attached to the meat, is a piece of fat. On the, so again, you have this piece of meat. You know, like, imagine like a lamb chop, right? You have a piece of meat, and then there's could be some fat, okay? But so, but hopefully the fat that we get in our meat is the kosher fat. But there's non-kosher, there's chaylev, the non-kosher fat. So say you have a piece of meat that has non-kosher fat, you know, different parts of the animal. Some of the fats are kosher, some of the fats are non-kosher. Fat is a funny type of thing. Because depending upon the location of the fat in the animal is going to determine whether the fat is mutter or chayav paras. So say you have this piece of meat, and attached to the piece of meat is fat. And then you put the piece of meat in a pot that has corn, kosher corn. So what's in the pot now? Fat, which is attached to the meat. And then you have corn. Now, if you take the corn and the meat and add it together in terms of its volume, there will be 60 of the kosher to the non-kosher fat. So lechora, if you would cook now the piece of meat with the fat attached to it, together with lav, the corn, and put it all in a pot and cook it together, and say you have 1 unit of fat, 1 unit of meat, 59 units of corn. So what should be the din? Based on everything we learned this year. Well?
You think it'd be butter.
You think it'd be butter. Right. Well, obviously, yeah. You think it would be butter. Because 59 plus 1 is 60, 60 to 1. Because what's the idea of shishim? You have a dover usser. The dover usser is being cooked, spreads throughout the whole pot. And then since it spreads so thin, because there's 60 units of heter, and once it spreads to 60 units of heter, it's dissipated so much that it's bottom. But the halacha of Yisr Davok is that it doesn't apply over here. What's different in this case to that? The difference is that here the fat and the piece of meat are attached to each other. So when it's attached to each other, that's a bigger chumrah, and therefore the meat is going to be acid by the what? By the fat, and even though it's going to keep spreading to the rest, it's still going to be us. That meat. The question is why? Don't you have 60? So obviously there must be something different, because the fat and the meat are what? Are attached. So what's the difference? So The Prima Gaudim. Explains the page 20 in the Mishpat Tosaf, good base. You name it is a dovok, he's based to Amin. Echad de Mimahel of Rulo Yoser. In other words, the pot that's attached is going to be Bolea more. And therefore, it's not going to be even. In other words, usually when you cook a treif piece of meatball in a pot of corn, it's even throughout the whole thing. So that it is, but here, since it's attached to this meat, but it's not attached to the corn, so it's not going to be an even distribution of tam. And mainly, the part of the meat that was attached to the fat is going to be osir and remain osir. And even though the bleeding will continue, but since there was that connection between the meat and the wat and the fat, and therefore it got in that part, and that's when there's no sixth day between the meat and the fat. And even though it's going to continue, but still that chibur that existed between the meat and the fat is a stronger connection than the fat with the rest of the corn, and that will answer the meat because it's not going to be an even distribution of tom. That the part that was distributed to the fat, from the fat to the meat, is going to be a greater chibur and a greater and a not a equal distribution between how the fat affected the meat as opposed to how it affects the rest of the pot of corn.
What do you mean what I'm saying that a piece of meat and the fat is its own unit and it needs 60 to one there, or it just needs more than like one to one? That it's like the amount from its own entity, or that's just that 59 plus one
Well,
to
it's
one.
going to answer that, and then that's always going to be also, and then
So
you, yeah.
that 60,
Then you would need
the ratio
60
of one
to
there,
negate the
right?
whole,
For the touch
you would need 60
of the meat.
of the corn to negate the meat and the fat.
So there's no way for the meat
If
not to
you
be
hold
plus
Hanan, Shari Surim. So if you hold Hanan, Shari Surim, so then the fat is going to answer the piece of meat, and then it's going to go further. So in order for it to be mutter, and then it's going to, if you hold Chaticha says the Vela, the whole Chaticha is also now, but this is only one-to-one ratio between the fat and the meat, and then that's going to answer the rest of the corn.
There's no way to avoid the coming up soon.
Well,
There's no way to avoid the coming up soon.
no, because it's dovok.
It's she should the meat itself and she should
Oh, I mean, what if you had shishim, a little piece of fat, and then in the shishim. Okay, so that could be, that could be, because if you have shishim connected that, so then it'll be bottle in the meat, if it's a dover shomei, which presumably it is.
satellite be fair though.
What do you mean?
It's going to be hard. You can just take it out and see if you can't take it out.
Oh, nikar, but not the blia of the fat.
No, I'm saying even if it was going to be buffalo, you could see the fat, so she can take it out. But even in the
No. In other words, the fat, if you, in other words, presumably maybe if there's enough, you could eat the meat, but then you'd have to cut off the fat because the fat is nika, right? So that's one reason. So again, the din of this dovok is that the part, since it's dovok, is not going to be equally distributed, and the part that is dovok to is going to become asa. So the Mile of Law, that's number one. Beis, Sheva Pamachas Chutz L'Rotev. Uzelma Divisa Torah Shaykh Tam Beis. So the other possibility of why it's Isser is because, no, maybe it distributes equally. Distributes equally. But we're afraid that if it's attached, so wherever the meatball goes, the what? The fat comes with it. The rice, is, the corn is not attached. So we're choshesh, and maybe even though now it's in a pot that has corn and there's 60, but since the meat and the fat are attached to each other, and it could be that prior to this relationship that they're in the pot with the corn now, they were in another pot, just alone. Because they travel together, because they're attached. And there was no shishim, so we have to be choshesh that maybe what? That they were together in a previous pot and cooked together where there was only the fat and the meat, and then you don't have shishim there, and therefore it's going to be awesome. So again, so these are two different reasons, two different svaras of why there's a din of Isser Dovok, which again, Isser Dovok means what? That if you have an Isser and Heter that are attached to each other, even though there are other things in the pot that it's attached to is going to be Osir. Presumably there's no Shisha. Either because physically it doesn't distribute the same, or because it's going to... Or we have to be choshish that maybe it was in a previous pot without the corn and an acid. Now, there are... Let me give you one nafkamina. Say it's a question of dam. Say the heart is connected to the piece of meat. So it's dam. So, but dam shabishol is only the rabbonic. So if it's a din, then it doesn't fully distribute. So then it doesn't matter. Then it's a derabanan. But if it's a question that maybe it was together in another pot, maybe that's a suffix. So if the issue at hand is a deraisa issue, so a deraisa, b'churu. But here it's only a din derabanan, because even if it was together in a pot with the heart, then it became usher because of the blood, but it's dam shebishlo. Dam shebishlo is only derabanan. Right, it's a chashash, whatever it is, but when it's a drabbanan, maybe it was together, we don't have to worry. But there's more to say. But there's more enough to me. But that, I just wanted you to get the first idea. So we did the Malia for Asaf, and the question of has to be what's the degree of Malicha, or then a question whether you have Tatag over or Log over, and this thing, what about the Defusim of the Akum that you don't have to kasher, and then the other thing about the Yisidovic, which Bez Hashem. We can continue on Wednesday. Okay, Ezra, it's your turn. Continue Wednesday, be a Shad and Shemaya, and then Thursday will be the last Shear for this with his man, and then we'll go from there.
All right.